The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Zvachim Dav Tzadik Vov. We're now set up to be able to hear, to be able to explore the terutzim of the Rishonim in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Vov, where they discuss the kasha that we spoke about extensively, the kasha that the blios, after a certain amount of time, when they become noiser, are actually noiser. It's actually noiser dam levgam. Those blios lechayra cannot asop food afterwards. And therefore, why was the Torah mechayev mirikushtif? The Rosh over there answers. He says, that's the Gzeres HaKosov. The Gzeres HaKosov is like this. He says, if the tam would become nifgam while it was still mutter, before it became noisa, while it was still kodesh, and it could be eaten by the kohanim, if it became nifgam, then you're right, there wouldn't be a din mirikushtif. What the Rosh seems to say is, however, that that's not true. He says that the pashtus of what he says is that the pagam, the shem noisin dam of gam, that it cannot impart taste that would aser, only takes place after the first day, after 24 hours, after the morning, according to that sheet of Rishonim. Means saying the beginning of the second day, in the morning, a second into the second day. Masha'enkin, he says, the Shem Noisar is Chal the end of the first day. So if it's Chal the first day, so he says like this. He says, the Noisar is Chal, the Shem Isar, the Bliyas that have become Asar, are become Asar when it's not Noisar, not Mugam, when it's Mutter. The next second, when the Taka becomes Pogum, at that point already, since it was already Chal the Shem Noisar, the Torah was already Mechayiv you to get it out of the Kli. Means say, at the end of the day, it's not because we're concerned that if the next day you cook potatoes, that those potatoes are going to have noiser in them. So the problem is isa veheser, status of the potatoes of tomorrow. That's not mechayiv, miriko, shtif, machum, kodesh. That's not part of the seder of kotshim. We're talking over here about a separate kotshim dikigzeh, a kotshim of getting rid of blias. He says the problem is, not the potatoes of tomorrow. The problem is the blias themselves. But the blias themselves wouldn't aser unless they became also in a state where they're blias that could aser. See, what the Rosh seems to do is he seems to separate the storyline. This becomes aser b'soif hayoyim, and this becomes nifgam only tomorrow. The smag seems to go with this, and the smag adds that the chayves biur of getting rid with Marika Shtif of the tam is tomorrow. That's not a problem. That doesn't bother us, the fact that it won't be mafla into the potatoes. The point is that it already became noiser, and it became noiser at the point when it has a korech to impart taste, which was the end of the first day. The pashtus of the Rosh is that's mamish two different times. The problem is that when the Torah talks about Noisa, the Torah says that Noisa is Bayem HaSheni. To say that Noisa is Chal, the end of the first day, is a Chiddush. L'chor Noisa means a korban on the second day. It had to be eaten on the first day. If it's not eaten on the second day, it's Noisa. When is that Chal? L'chor, the beginning of the second day, when it already is Pogum. So L'chor, you have to add a little bit of salt and pepper here. L'chor, the Havana is, like we said, the din of, we're not worried about the potatoes of tomorrow. This is all a din in the kotchum, getting rid of the blias of noiser that are in the walls of the kli. What's the din of noiser? The din of noiser is that the Torah was mechayiv, eating the carbon the first day. The shleimus of the carbon is the avodas adam and the achila, at least by kotchum kadoshim, of the first day. Zichri kuna liyem v'layla. Yeah, liyem v'layla. The point of the Yom V'Layla Noiser doesn't mean there's a problem with the second day. It means it's not the first day. The Torah said to eat the carbon the first day. The Torah is saying that there's a violation of that Achila of the first day if it's not all eaten up. I'll bring you a Pashta Raya. If he does the Avodah Zadam with a Machshov of eating it on the second day, it becomes pigle. The Achila on the first day is an Achila Sheyesh Bekoros. That means that sticking in the thought
of achila on the second day ruins the achila the first day. Say this backwards, and what that tells you is that the din of noiser is an outgrowth of the chiv tidin on the first day. What the Rosh means to say is not that the noiser is chal the end of the first day. He means to say that the chalois iser noiser at the beginning of the second day is part and parcel of the din of achila's karbonas of the first day. The din of achilas karbonis of the first day is that it becomes also on the second day. So what the Rosh is saying is that the din of achila on the first day demands that it not be there to be mechayiv you, to not be there to be ready to eat and partake on the second day. Memel the end of the first day, yechumuchuivim riku shtifa. You mechuyev and merika shtifa the end of the first day, because in the end of the first day is when you leave the time frame which you should be eating. So as you leave that time frame, the end of the first day, when you leave that end of the first day, which is roi lachilo, it's chal le'edin, and now we have to make sure that it can't be eaten on the second day, and that's what noiser comes from. And we also have to make sure that the taste is purged from the walls of the kli. So all that takes place at the end of the first day before it becomes nifka. It becomes nifka at the beginning of the second day. It actually becomes pogum the beginning of the second day. You're right. The potatoes tomorrow won't mess up because the tam that will be imparted to the potatoes will be tam luvgam. But what's mechayiv? The achila of the first day, the mechayiv of the achila of the first day includes making sure that it's not there for the second day. That's what noiser comes from, like we said. That's where noiser comes from. That's where mariku shtifa comes from. This is maybe a little bit more insight into what the Rosh is saying. That's one teretz. And again, it all goes with the fact that we're not dealing over here with a concern of blius of Isser. We're dealing with that the blius of Isser define that the chiyuv achilah, the choyvas, hashlomas achilah, carbon of the first day is mechayiv, including getting rid of, purging the taste from the walls of the kli at the end of the first day. We might add again a point that we made. The Rambam in Perches Ma'isa Karbonis holds that the Chiv Merika Shtiva is not the end of the first day. It's as soon as you finish eating, you're mechuyev to finish eating. The same way after eating, you say Shem Alas, you wash your hands and you bench. Choyvas Achilas Karbonis is mechayev not leaving over for tomorrow in a way that it'll be noisy. It's mechayev purging the walls of the kli from the days. It's mechuyev right away. It's part of the Suda. It's part of the Achilas Basa. Taisus Lamais and Tzadik Zayin argues. Taisus and Tzadik Zayin holds that it's the end of the day. The pshat is the end of the day is the end of the achila. It's the end of the zman that's roi l'achila. There's no existential difference between them. Legabe, our definition that the merika and shtifa is the hashlama, is the final word on the achila of the carbon itself. The second teretz of the Rishayim is the Ran over there. The Ran in Avodah Zarah says that the Kash is mistaken, he says. He says the whole idea that bliois that are in the walls of a kli, like we said, a milk spoon you use on Tuesday, if you then use that spoon to stir a pot of meatballs on Thursday, it's nice and damn livgam. He says it's not pshat that the taste that's in the walls of the kli is pogum. It's only pogum if it's imparted into food. What about in the walls of the spoon? In the walls of the spoon, the taste is taste. The taste is a trefa, is a milk taste. Even if it's a week later, it's not pshat that it's ois taste. It's not pshat that it's ois food. Let's give a little bit more background to the Ran. We explained the din of nois and tam levgam, where taste normally that's imparted, tam that's also is imparted, or tam of basar, chol of the basar, tam of chelev, dam, chazer, shrotzim, that's imparted has to be nois and tam levshvach. There's a halach of tam ke'ikr. Tam ke'ikr means when tam is nikr in food, it asses it up. Tam ke'ikr. That tam ke'ikr, if it wouldn't have a chshivas of imparting taste, it would be bottle. So things are bottle beroiv. Bittle b'shisha means there is no taste. Noisin tam levgam is the pshat that because it's not choshuv, so it's not considered tam ke'ikr, memelo, it doesn't asser the food. This is what the Ran says. And the Ran says this in order to answer a very basic question. The Ran, Avodah Zarah, Daf Samech Ches, asks a question. The Gemara says that food that's also, you have a piece of neveli, you have a piece of meat, which is non-kosher meat, even if it becomes slightly spoiled, it's not fresh anymore, it's still also. There's still a lot of eating neveli. When does it become ois? Is halacha of any roi lager, any roi lachilas odom. Pesach is a loch of any roi lachilas kavod, something else. But regular nevelos is any roi lachilas odom is matter that. That's one of their terms for things that are used in medicines. It's not roi lachilas. It's not roi lachilas odom. Smell, you don't need a hekshon. Frekteran, that noisin nam levgam, Pashtus, he says, Rav Yishenim hold that way. The Noisendam Levgam is even like we said by salty cocoa or by sweet eggs, where something is poigim a taste, doesn't make it ois roi lachilo. If you sugar the eggs a little bit, doesn't, you put a drop of sugar in, it doesn't mean that the eggs are not roi lachilo. It means that the taste that it imparts provides a negative effect. It does not give a positive effect. No, it's in dam levgam. So why is that mutter? You have isser over here that's blue. You taste the isser. The isser is not spoiled. It's not any roi lachila sodom. Says the Ran, it's two different halachas. The halacha of a thing being nifgam, that it becomes ois machol sasuris, is when it's not an oichel anymore. The Torah only asked it oichel. It's not an oichel. It's not roi lachila sodom. Over here, the sugar is sugar. The salt is salt. It's awesome. The problem is that it becomes bottle beroiv, but there's a chshivus to something which imparts taste that doesn't become bottle. Berega, that the taste that it imparts is not chshivus. The taste that it imparts, it gives a negative flavor. It ruins it. Even if it doesn't ruin it, to the tune of being ois roi lachila zodam, the aloch is that it's mutter because it doesn't give it tam l'shvak. It doesn't have a chshivus of tam ki'ikr. I can't dvarv divrei Haran. So what the Ran is saying in this context is the same thing. The Ran is saying that the bliyos that are in the wall of the kli that was used for kodesh kishelatzmoi becomes noiser. The fact that tomorrow that tam becomes balua, becomes noiser now levgam, doesn't mean that kishelatzmoi it's not machol sasus, it's not noiser. What it means is that when it's imparted from a spoon, maybe we could guess, we could conjecture, that it has to do with if it's too long on the walls of the spoon, so when it's imparted from the spoon into the fleshig meat, it's imparted maybe with a metallic taste of the spoon. It doesn't add to the flavor of the meatballs that you're cooking 2 days later. But when it's in the walls of the kli, it's tam aser. If it's tam aser, the Torah says, you have to get rid of it. There's no aser. What are you going to say? It's nice and of gam. We're not, again, the round standards is based on the same day. We're not worried about the potatoes tomorrow. We're worried about the noiser in the kli. What do we ask? That when it becomes noiser, it's also, says the round, it's not true. Sorry, when it becomes noiser, it's pogum. Says the round, it's not true. When it's in the walls of the kli, it's machol sasurois. If it would go into potatoes, it would add a bad taste, not a good taste. So what? We're not worried about the potatoes. The halacha marika shtifa concerns itself with the iser that's embedded, the noiser that's embedded in the walls of the kli. That is iser. That is machol sasuris. So Melo, we understand the Torah said to do marika shtifa. Lagabi agolos kelim, but there I see what it need, because agolos kelim concerns itself not with the kli. A pashta example. The Gemara says by us that marika shtifa, you have to wash in hot water the whole kli. And it has to be dafkin water. Hagolas, straightforward Hagolas Kalim, if you want to make a milchig, spoon, ois milchig, would work first of all in apple juice, the same way it would work in water. Any liquid would purge the taste, because it would be mafled, it would draw out the taste that's in the walls of the kli. Second of all, you only have to do the part of the kli that absorbs taste. If you know that only the handle of a ladle, if you know that only the round part of the ladle was in the pot, you don't have to kasher the handle of the kli. But Mashenka, by Mariko Shtiv, it's halacha that the kli has to be immersed. So, that halacha, Mariko Shtiv, doesn't concern itself with the potatoes that you're going to cook tomorrow. The kli has in it noiser. So you have to be tovel the whole kli. You have to purge the whole kli of the taste. And that it does have tamiser. It's noiser nam levgam? No, it's nam levgam only levgam with the potatoes of tomorrow. That's the approach of the Ran. What's left to be wondered is that the approach of the Ran seems very straightforward. Is there a reason why the Rishonim don't hold of it? So, it happens to be that there's a Rashba in Avodah Zarah that does argue with the Ran. The Ran that says that the tam that's below in the walls of the kli, kishela'atzmo is awesome, and that's why it could be chal ned Hashem noiser, because kishela'atzmo is machol sasuris. The noisin tam levgam is only insofar that it's imparted into a different eichel. That Ran, the Rashba argues. The Rashba says no. taste that's in the walls of a kli, what the Rashba seems to understand, is that that's not oichel. The shame oichel is only insofar as going into another oichel is concerned. Oichel that's embedded in the walls of a kli, that's oichel. That's food. Batsim, it's balua, it's part of the metal of the kli. It's food, legabe, being able to be imparted into something else. It's food? No. It only is taste to be imparted into something else. So to look at it that it's dover osur bifne atzmoy is not accurate. It's not osur bifne atzmoy. The Rajba argues, he says a different variation of what the Ram says over there. Legabe the kasha, noisim dam levgam, and eni roi lachila sodom. But he clearly argued on the Ram's definition that's true. So then I'll argue over here also. If the remnants of the kachin that's embedded in the walls of the kli is not an oichel kishala atzmoy, it's only an oichel legabe going into something else, then tomorrow when it goes into something else, it's noisim dam levgam. So how could it be an oichel of noisim? On that you'll have to say like the Rosh says. If you hold like this Rashi, you'll have to say like the Rosh. You'll have to say enachanami. Itaka should not become awesome insofar as the shame oichel is concerned. Ober heyoyz today, the din of the carbon is that it should be eaten legabe tomorrow. So legabe today, it's already chalna the din mariku shtifa. That was the first mahalach that we said b'shem the Rosh. We'll add one thing which is important, and we'll develop this in the next year, is that from the Rajba that seems to say that we don't take a spoon, a milchtik spoon, where there's milchtik taste floating around. He doesn't look at a spoon that there's milk floating around in the spoon. The spoon is the spoon. The spoon is an innocent bystander in the story. Inside the spoon, there happens to be some milk chocolate. There happens to be some cheese from the casserole that you prepared with the spoon. And that cheese is imparted into the gravy of the meatballs that he mixed 2 days later. It's cheese, and it goes into the meatballs. He doesn't look at it that way. He looks at it that the cheese in the walls of the kli is not cheese. It's not noichel. What's the oichel over here? What's the machol sasuris? The spoon that has in it embedded taste of milchiks is a milchik spoon. You use a milchik spoon in fleishiks, it's killed. The whole spoon is maflit. And this has a very important halacha l'maisa ramification. There's a halacha called chaticha nases nevela. This ve'etin chulun daf tzadiches, chulun daf chuvches. What it means is that, let's say we'll start with a simple example. A piece of meat that has drops of milk that drop into it. So let's say there's 1 ounce of milk that falls into 15 ounces of meat, let's say. We don't look at what's going on over here as there's 1 ounce of issa because there's 1 ounce of milk that's the problem creator. What happens, let's say the piece of meat falls then into a whole pot of meat, a piece of basal b'chala. It's imbued with the taste of basal b'chala because 1 to 15 imparts taste. You then take the piece of meat, falls into a huge pot, a huge industrial sized vat of cooking meat. How much will you need to be mevatel in order to be mevatel b'shishim? Do you need 60 ounces? Because if it falls into a huge pot, so now sach hakol, the taste of the milk is no longer nicker. You've gotten rid of the taste of the milk because it was only 1 ounce of milk and now it fell into an industrial sized pot. Or we say no. The milk fell into 15 ounces. The 15 ounces of basar became chazer, became osir. It became nasis belosh na gemara chaticha atzma nasis nevelo. The piece of meat itself became imbued with a shame isur. It becomes basar b'chol. You have 15 ounces of a chaticha disura. In order to be mevatel, you need 60 times 15. You'll need 900 ounces, which is quite large, in the industrial size vat in order to be mevatel that piece that fell in. Basar b'chol, we understand. Because the chol of as is the basar, what becomes asr is the mixture of basar b'chol. The basar becomes asr. The Rishonim ha-mechadesh, it seemingly is derabonon, maybe there's one sheet of deraisa, Rav Yishonim holds derabonon, that by every isr is also that way, even though it's harder to understand. If you have a pot of soup and some chelev from a candle, that was the case, that's in Shulchan Aruch, some of the tallow from the fat fell in, so it asks it if the mixture is less than 1 to 60. The whole thing becomes asr. You would then, if you would, some of that soup would fall into another pot of kosher soup, you would need not connected the mixture, connected the proportion of, let's say, the 5 ounces of soup fell in soup that was, again, that was imbued with non-kosher taste from fat, from chela that fell in. The ratio of fat, of non-kosher fat, in the 5 ounces of soup is about a tenth, a twentieth. So l'chol, you should only need 60 connected that amount. No, you need 60 connected the whole soup. Why? Chatichatz is as neveli even b'shari sur. It's what's called chanan b'shari sur. And we pass in that way in Simon Tzadiches in Yeridea. What about a spoon which is embedded, a fleshic spoon, and it was imbued with milchtik taste? Or let's say a spoon was used for tray for meat, and the spoon is imbued with a tray for taste. Do we say that then if you use the spoon, ben yoimoy, to mix a large pot, do you need 60 keneged the whole spoon? Or do you need 60 keneged the food that's embedded in the spoon? L'chaira, the spoon itself is not a piece of food. To say nasis nevela is a little bit stretching. L'maisa, that itself is a machlokes rishonim. Tzadches, in Yeridei Sivov, there's a machlokes over there, whether you need shishim keneged kolak deiru or only keneged kezayis abalua. Mamish, the way we're talking. The Shach says over there that the reason of the Mordechai that you need 60 is only really connected to bleeds. Even the spoon, it's only because we're talking about where theoretically the whole spoon could be sova iser, the whole spoon could be full, could be totally saturated with iser. The Taz argues, he says no. He says that the kli, and what's important to point out is over there, the Ramal brings it, the gabi kli cheres. To look at a kli itself as a shtik nevela, tomorrow you'll take that kli, you'll take it, put it on the hot water, and all the time iser will come out. That's a shtik iser. So by kli cheres, where you can't be maflit, you can't kasher out the spoon, a spoon that's made of kli cheres, you'll need 60 keneged the spoon of kli cheres. Why? Because since the spoon will always be treif, it's considered, obviously, derabonon, it's considered the whole kli is considered a dovah shalissa. This idea, just bringing a parallel, seems to be consistent with the rationale that we just proposed for the Rajma. What we're saying is that according to the Rajma, the kli itself that was used for cooking kachim itself becomes a kli that needs hagola because the taste of the noiser, we don't look at the noiser as an oichel kishel atzmi, as a dvar iser, as a chatich desur. We look at the kli as being balua b'iser. If that's the case, we have to treat halachically what is the kli. The din marika shtifa has to talk to kashrum the kli. It's not getting rid of the noiser in the walls. The noiser itself in the walls is not an oichel, it's nothing. The point is that the kli is embedded, imbued, saturated with tamisa, the kli is also. This seems to be the musig of the Mordechai. Problem is that the Mordechai's musig, like we said, is only by kli cheres. Mariko shtifa is dafka not by kli cheres. By kli cheres, you can't be matar. So by kli matches, to say mateches, to say kli nechoshes, that a kli that could be nizgoil tomorrow, that could be go through hagolas kelim tomorrow, today is called the chaticha di isura, that's stretching it a little bit. Except for the fact that we have to go back to point A. Point A in this whole discussion is that we're not really dealing with the blias of Issa v'hetek shalatzmai. What we're dealing with over here is an end point in Achilas Kochim. Achilas Kochim, we explained on a symbolic level, but it's true also in the gedder of the halachas of this day, is that the kli which is used for kodesh, if that kli is used for choyl, that's a violation of the boundaries between Achilas Kochim and Achilas Choyl. The kli itself becomes a kli that was used kli kodesh. It's a din. It's a kli. By the way, there's a sheet of rishonim that the korban chatas, which is cooked b'makom kodesh, has to be cooked in a kli kodesh. Has to be cooked in a kli shoros. This would certainly add to this interpretation. The kli is a kli by kodesh. It was used for kodesh. Either it's kli shoros by nature or by design. Right now, you're using it for kodesh. If it's used for kodesh, then the Torah says that it can't be used for choil. If there's any mixing of those boundaries, that's a violation of the kedusha, of the separation of achila b'kodesh. The gemar, the end point of achila b'kodesh, is to destroy from the kli, to purge the kli from being shayich to achilas kodesh before it goes back out. That's a shame in the kli itself. The kli itself becomes a kli b'kodesh because it has a mute taste. The taste itself is not oichel, yeah, but the kli becomes a kli b'kodesh. This could be true even if we're talking about kelim acherim. The ma'aseh was used for kodesh. Certainly if it's a kli sharis, it's that way. But in any case, that's the halacha over here. The halacha, like the Rishonim say, is that since it becomes noiser, the kli itself becomes imbued, becomes saturated with tam noiser, becomes a kli with noiser in it, in order to delineate the boundaries between the kli that's used by Kodesh, and to then separate the kli from that realm, it has to go through the Mariko Shtifa process.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.